Meteorites are extremely valuable to scientists. We have visited and collected samples of rock from the moon, but otherwise these lumps of space rock that fall to Earth are our only geological samples of bodies outside the Earth. But they're also highly desirable to collectors, especially those rare examples that are made from Martian rock. This has pushed the cost of meteorites up and established a global trade. Audrey Templesman is a writer based in New York City and London. She researched the meteorite trade for an article she wrote for The Naked Scientists, which you can find at thenakedscientists.com/articles. She also met up with Chris Smith at the Natural History Museum in London.
So here we are in London. We're here because it is the home of the Natural History Museum, and we're going to be talking today about Tessent, which is the latest addition to the Natural History Museum's meteorite collection.
When did they get the new meteorite?
I believe that it arrived with much fanfare in February of 2012, and it is a truly exciting addition because it is a Martian meteorite, which is very rare. Only 0.15% of meteorites that are known to science, which is about 61 out of 41,000 specimens, are from Mars.
It's also notable for another reason, the price tag.
Yes, no one will quite disclose exactly how much the museum paid for this specimen. However, it has been confirmed that it well exceeded the museum's annual acquisition budget.
For meteorites, or as in what they would spend in a year on everything they're going to buy?
I believe it's what they would spend in a year on everything.
Gosh, so they must have really wanted this. Why do they say that these meteorites are valuable for them?
Well, again, this is a very rare specimen. These meteorites are particularly important because what we know about space is really what happens to fall on the Earth. It's our only source of non-microscopic information. And so when a meteorite like this falls, it's truly exciting, and there's a real land grab for it, both on the part of private collectors and institutions like the Natural History Museum.
Is it expensive just because it's so rare, along the lines that you said, or are there other reasons why meteorites are expensive, and how expensive are they?
Well, to give you some idea, a Martian meteorite will often sell for around $1,000 a gram. And in the case of Tessent, that is a 1.1 kilogram sample. So just to give you a sense of how much money we might be talking about here, it's really quite significant.
And in terms of what drives that price?
Well, there's sort of two schools that drive the price, I suppose. Obviously, these specimens have tremendous scientific value for us. There's a great deal that we can learn from them. But on the other side of it, since about the 1990s, we've seen a rise in the number of people who treat these specimens as though they were fine art, that they're collectibles. The same way you'd collect a painting or a sculpture, you can collect a meteorite. And because there's been growing interest among these private collectors, there's also been a surge in people who are selling these items commercially, and that has tremendously driven up the price that people will expect to pay for a rare sample.
Where do you get meteorites from? I mean, obviously they come from outer space, but if I wanted to buy one, how do people get them?
Technically, you can get them anywhere. They fall all over the Earth. They have no discrimination as to where they fall. If you're a scientist, the best place would be Antarctica, since the Antarctic Treaty, which was established in 1959, scientists have been able to gather specimens from the area and use them for further research, and nothing in Antarctica is used for commercial gain. So this is a real trove for science. However, they do fall all over the world, so what happens to them when they fall really depends on where you are. So, for example, if you stumble across a meteorite in Japan, you will have the right to keep it, whereas if you're renting a home in the UK and it falls right through your window, it unfortunately will belong to your landlord. So what happens to a meteorite when it falls really depends on where you are. And if you are interested in purchasing a meteorite and you're not a scientist, you can go online. And there are any number of people selling these specimens commercially.
Given that the prices of these meteorites are running at $1,000 a gram, this is in excess of the price of gold. So is it possible then that collectors are effectively speculating and driving a sort of meteorite bubble, if you like, with the hope that there will be a scientist who wants that specimen enough in the future that they will pay these grossly inflated prices for them?
I think it's a very interesting question, and I think, of course, future profits for private collectors is you know certainly a possibility. Everyone operates by the buy cheap and up the price by the time you sell it philosophy. But in the case of the Natural History Museum, the private collectors who sold it to them did it at a reduced price because they were eager for the specimen to end up in the museum, which has an excellent reputation and an excellent collection. Now, while it is important to acknowledge that those were the motivations behind the museum getting a price that it ultimately, with the help of a donor, could afford, it is a bit of a tricky issue to think that not all collectors are like that, and perhaps the next very special sample that falls to Earth from Mars may not end up in the hands of the same kind of seller.
So what do the collectors who are paying these really quite inflated prices, what do they say?
Well, I think the real issue that is important to acknowledge here is that, as with all stories, there are two sides. And in speaking to the collectors about the predicament that scientists and institutions like the Natural History Museum find themselves in terms of the elevating price of meteorites that often puts them in a tricky situation as far as procuring samples that are not from Antarctica, many of the individuals that I spoke to were quick to say that it is in part because of the interests of these private collectors that there is a demand for meteorites, and hence many more samples are currently available both to private collectors and to scientists. Many of the collectors also sell to scientific individuals and also to institutions. And they also pointed out that a small part of the sample is often donated to science in exchange for a free appraisal by the Meteoritical Society that serves as sort of a badge of authenticity. So it is possible for potential buyers to go to the Meteoritical Society to look at this database and see that it is a sample that has been acknowledged as being of a whatever background or chemical property that they're interested in. So the two worlds are not completely in isolation from one another, and you know, in the interest of fairness, I think it's important to point that out. However, the problem still remains that if this donor had not been able to assist the Natural History Museum, Tessent might not be in the collection. It might be sitting on someone's coffee table.
Audrey Templesman talking to Chris Smith outside the Natural History Museum.